You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Because everything he'll allow, he'll come in and show us a benefit for this new life. I give him praise that he still is the Most High God. In everything, in every situation. I was thinking how titles and how position, and we don't forget the name Jesus. And he's beneficial and he's greater than all those titles and other names. And I know sometimes we don't want to come off down off our high pedestal of success. But I read in the Word of God that every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess that he is Lord. So that give me room for him to make me better. Sometimes it don't feel that you're getting no better. It don't look like you've gotten better. The de-energizing that come with defining my energy lies in him. And if you don't get it from him, them will surely shift you. Maybe I'm not talking right this morning. One of the things that we want to deny is just me standing in need of a breakthrough. It's just me, oh Lord. It's just me. And I keep on saying, it's me. It's just me, Lord. You don't have to tell him nothing, but it's just me, Lord. And wait him to energize your inner man. He know how to send your strength from on high. If you think it's in your natural realm, it's nothing but another setup. But I come to lift him up this morning. I lift him up who has all power and declare on the third morning I got up with all power in my hand. Don't get it mixed up. I ain't powerless, but I'm all power. How do we come to be powerless? We get our eyes off him and our surrounding gets so hard and so demanding. But I come this morning to say there's power in the Almighty. And if you don't believe it, stay down there and work with this powerless transition. Has he done enough for you and I to know that he has brought us up until this present day? Not a thing that you and I have done that make us look like and act like that we have already got it together. I know we lose mileage and energy looking at people who walk in assured in themselves. Can somebody go down memory lane with me for just a moment? You don't have to tell the truth, but he'll allow you to be put in a situation to see, do you mean that you believe that I am. I'm the beginning and all through the transition, and I'll be the ending. But sometimes it gets so hard for you and I when you made a commitment that I want to get to know this one and only power that is all power. And you be presented with some things and it grab you. And it began to squeeze on you. And it began to consume you up. What you gonna do? But if you're in denial, it'll take total control of you. But I come this morning to know that I found out in him. He's everything I need. He'll send to your rescue a surety from him. And you'll know that you know that he has sent his word to activate your spirit, man. Can I get by three people to come with me? I don't need but three and I can do this thing. Because it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I found that they are one. When you invite him in, he will blow your mind in the minds of others. Can I get somebody to praise him? Come on and praise him like you need him. I don't know about you, but I need him to comfort me. I need him to say, keep on waiting on me. I am he. Oh, I am he. Let me show you I'm he. Sometimes you have to get down the low turn. You have to tell him I've done all I know how. I can't do no more. Can't stand no longer. I give it all to you, including myself. Oh. Then he sends you some new strength, new determination, new drive on the inside. It ain't about nothing man presented to you, but this man, Jesus, he came to your rescue. He said, I'm all power. Don't forget what I said. And I'm the volume of the books. Do you believe me that I am he? I ain't hear nobody. I am he. Do you believe I'm he? With all your surroundings, all the confusion, all these strongholds trying to hold you down. But will you raise your hand? Say, I believe. You didn't bring me this far to leave me right here. Surrender all of it to you. I need new strength to lean on you. Oh, teach me how to bend my knees. Teach me, teach me. I am willing. Are you willing? Don't don't fool me now. Cause you might get assignment that you don't want. I ain't hear nobody. Remember I said he's the beginning. All through the transition. And he is the ending. If we believe him. You can't take back your place up in yourself today. You got to let him come in and aggravate you. How's he gonna do it? I surrender. I surrender all to you. Well, what about me? I surrender me unto you. Got some children? I ain't hear nobody. Got some loved one? I still ain't hear nobody. But I surrender myself unto you. I need your help. I want to live in this newness. Don't complicate it. It's greater than you and I. Because he knew before we knew. And he'll allow you to know that I am a reward of those who diligently seek me. I ain't talking about seeking things. Because we got a major problem. We can serve him when we got things in the natural. But if you're catching hell trying to get the spiritual realm, what way more important? I know. But he is a God of another chance. When we done royally messed up, we done gave our good to Satan. Says, you won, Satan. That's where he running to and from now, sir. Goody. You didn't believe it, no way. You done stopped by the wayside and it ain't nobody's fault but your own. Because you said it was too hard. It is too hard. But it ain't too hard for God. I ain't hear nobody. We say it ain't too hard. That's our figure of speech. We don't believe it. It ain't too hard for God. Because we stay up at night worried. We have fear. And we are in despondent men. All that keep us from the new life. And this life is available for you and I. But he wants us not to be a liar. You can tell God you're afraid of something. You can tell God you don't want to do a thing. You can tell God anything. But don't tell him a lie. You're not supposed to lie to the Holy Spirit. And it will make you lie when you think you can get away with the lie. That's why we cannot pass the spiritual test, because we will not make up our mind that it's not going to be easy, but he'll meet me over in there and he'll show me in there that I am everything you need in there. Let people keep on crawling up on you talking about you lonely, and you open up that door of your spirit to being lonely, you just done messed up right there with your holy self. I ain't hear nobody. This the truth anyhow. Let somebody put doubt in your spirit. You walk around in a circle because you doubt that God is greater than what somebody says. It's so much done bring division in God people. It ain't about how many of these books you can quote, 66. It is not how well you speak in tongues and got your title on your clothes. It's more than that. It's an opportunity to tap into the new life in him. Ain't no title going to get you in the kingdom. Somebody better stop shucking and jiving. I want to be an example of what he require. And it might be an opportunity for me to enter in. Because every time you get down, if you have not made a commitment that I'm going to serve God, the enemy will come and hold you down. I don't have to get no amen. It's the truth anyway. Because we are in this human body. And human characteristics will come in. It will bring fear. It will bring despondent. Bring doubt in. And we question God for the power and the authority he has. See, what God will do, he'll allow you to get some of that little bit of stuff that you think is important to make you arrive. And then you'll find yourself distancing yourself from him. Amen, amen. I ain't hitting anybody. Amen. Let me use an example. When you need a job like yesterday, you're before God, and when he give you a job, yeah. I won't tell you have a month for you forget he gave you the job. Then the job come to be your God. I ain't hear nobody. Don't let him give you a spouse, him or her. Yo, you fly like a coop because you done got what you want. That might be what you don't need. So we got to condition God that we serve him on a condition. You give me a house and I'm going to go through my house and praise you. You give me a spouse, I'm going to keep thanking you while they giving me hair. Who ain't in the house? And the enemy will rush us up with a thing look good. A thing feel good. I ain't hear nobody. And you think it's good. But he's good. In spite of all these things, look, feel good, act good. Oh. Pastor, you trying to discourage me? I'm trying to tell you who you got to put first. Because if you don't put him first, he won't be second. You'll catch hell with your first love if it ain't Jesus. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing good enough to hold on to you to go to hell with it. Nobody and no thing. And when you make the solemn choice within yourself, God, if it got to be gone, get it gone. Get it gone, because I don't want you to be gone. You can't serve no two gods. One gonna be God and the other one gonna be your destroyer. How are we going to do it? This world in this 21st century got so many guidelines for Christians. And we take down the authority he has given you and I. But he's looking for a bold individual to come aboard and see what he will do. He will be your protector. He'll be your strengthener. He'll be your guide. And he'll be your way to do what he said do. It's more than that, but I want to put them out there. Can you imagine something holding up your new life? Don't fault nobody else, fault yourself. Because sometimes you can't get it till he allow you to get on the island of Patton by yourself. Well, you can't look to all these little gods. Oh, my God. And sometimes he allows us to go out there And when he allows to come back from the island of Patton, we still allow something to come in and take us out. Because simply we forget what the Lord has done on the island of Patton. He's been a provider out there. He's been your source out there. He's been your protector out there. Waymaker. I'm a pattern when you can't do nothing. But he'll show you I can do anything but fail. I want to question us today, why can't we make up our mind we want to serve him? He just wants us to make up our mind. If you keep changing your mind, you don't know what you want to do with the mind. It looked like it's better on this side, and then you switch on that side when something wrong. No, don't care what go wrong or look like it's right. Stay on the Lord's side. It's benefit to stay over there. Every time something come and try to get your attention, and we human, we just won't tell nobody. We tell lies like this ain't puff me up and I don't ride to the next level. But you need to speak to your own spirit. In the name of Jesus, you have brought me too far for this little bitty junk to get me jacked up. I know that you've been there all along. Bring me on back down to reality. Bring me to my right mind in you. I bless you today. I give you glory today. Hallelujah. If you in denial, I pity you. Because it will happen to anybody. I ain't talking about spiritual stuff. Oh, you need prayer for that. But I'm talking about those natural stuff. I bless his name today. Get a promotion on your job. You get to walking different. You get to looking different. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, my God, my God. It ain't nothing but a setup to mess us up. But I give him praise this morning. I said to the Lord all the time, if it gonna make me move from you, let it keep it moving. Hallelujah. Let it or that keep it moving. Because I realize ain't none of the stuff. Ain't nothing you attain on this side should keep you from working for the other side. All the cars here, don't worry about taking yours. Somebody else will have it. All the money that you're holding on to, don't worry about it. Somebody else will spend it. And if you don't have it, well, family will get it. I tell you who will get it. I know you don't want to hear that one. Save up till you get ready to go to the nursing home and they take every asset they can find to cone and get. What have you done all this life? Prostitute yourself so the enemy can take control and authority. I ain't hear nobody in the house. Putting my treasure up in here and my treasure should be up in heaven. My God, I bless you today. See, we look down on people who are not supposed to be living high on the hog, but they might be living in a better place than you're thinking. You done got up on the hog. I give him praise today, because if you're hungry and don't have no way to get food, you can call out to him, and he'll provide food. You don't have nowhere to live. I get real with him. He'll make provision. Can I get a witness in the house today? I give him praise. I give him thanks. I come to bless him today. That's what I'm talking about, the Isle of Patton. It puts you out there where you can get real with him. But sometimes we get faking the more. But I found out that over in him, it's a sure hiding place. It'll hide you from yourself, and it'll hide you from them. Because self still want to have his way. Can I get somebody? Self want to be recognized. Self want to be important. But I come this morning to say, when you come to be new, you keep speaking to self. You ain't nothing but a hindrance. I praise him while we have church, like the arrival people done had, because it looked like you done arrived somewhere. It looked like you done made it in. But I ain't seen nobody hook up the dome and say, "Hell, Jesus, I'm bringing my quartet. My God, I bless you. I don't need you. I am he. has all power to create something. Because I will make something out of nothing. Hallelujah. We don't want to come down to just bear nothing. My God, you got my attention right now. You done got me down at a low place. I want you to cleanse me. I want you to take out of me. I want you to prepare me just in case that I don't come up in the natural again. I want to come up in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Let me bring the message. Because somebody said, when she get into the message, I'm already up in there. I give you praise. But because our learning and the ability that we consume from man, hallelujah, but God is greater than any man. I bless him today. When I took this job, I said to the Lord, whatever you tell me to do, I will do it. But I want y'all to clear your spirit. I'm talking about me today. God will bring you to see through your meaning. I ain't hear nobody. Do you want me to take off my shoes so I can tell you the truth? I bless him this morning, but it's going to get a little good. As my daddy used to say, you got to know, that you're real with him. He'll be real with you. I come to bless him today. I come to say thank you. You'll be tried on another island. Hallelujah. I bless you today. As the enemy say, I'll take it out of you. But the enemy can't take nothing out that God put in you. Can I help by three people? Hallelujah. I give him praise today. I lift his name up. This thing is deep, deeper than man can ever get. I praise him today. He'll send you out in the wilderness. My God, my God. Can I get somebody to see through you really mean? Hallelujah. I already know what out there, but I'm going to send you out there. Hallelujah. To see through you, believe me that I sent you there, but I have put in you the power you need. Hallelujah. Can I get somebody to come on with me? What book am I in? I'm in all the books. I bless him today. I bless his name. He's a mighty king. Hallelujah. And I say, I'll do what you tell me to do. I'll do it in the manner you tell me to do. Up, you better get ready. Up. Now here's a sign there up to see what you're going to do. Hallelujah. He won't send one. He'll send a multitude. But God, my God, my God, he shall never sigh. I give him praise today. I give him praise. We don't need nobody but him. If you think you need anybody else, wrong information today. I give him glory. I praise him.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.